I'm going to start with a story this morning. Last night, I had a dream. Now, we all love that when a pastor stands up in front of the congregation and says, "Last night I had a dream." I had a dream that as I was standing up here this morning, I opened the folder for my message notes. I opened it up, and inside, lo and behold, was the plans for the food pantry. Okay, so that's not what happened, fortunately. I've checked 6 times this morning to make sure. I even checked to make sure that all the pages were there so that when I turned them, there wasn't a diagram of the backyard or something unusual like that. Every time I do this, I approach it with fear because we are approaching God's word. And I want to share it appropriately with you. I want to share a challenge that God laid on my heart a few weeks ago during the children's message. Many of you will remember that the story Matt read this morning was read a few weeks ago. God challenged me during that message with the faith of Jesus and with the faith of David and how he approached that. The story of David and Goliath is one of the most familiar stories in Scripture. It's about a young man who successfully defeated a taunting giant using only a slingshot and 1 of 5 stones. It's a story of courage, faith, resolve, and confidence in God. It's about choosing to take a stand when no one else will. But this story is not about the stones in the shepherd's pouch, the physical abilities of the warrior, or even the death of the giant. It's about how God often works through lives of individuals. It's about facing those things that want to destroy us and our faith. We cannot take away the remarkable things that happened that day. For the nation of Israel, a longtime enemy was defeated again. For David's family, they received exemption from the king's tax. All of us would like that. And even for David, who became a national hero. But to David, this day wasn't about any of these things. It was all about God. The story is recorded in 1 Samuel chapter 17, starting with the first verse and continuing to the end of the chapter. Though we're not going to read the whole story, if you would like to open in your Bibles or your Bible app to 1 Samuel 17, we will be looking at several verses in that chapter. Matt read this story for us this morning in the children's message, which again was my challenge a few weeks ago. A quick summary of this story looks something like this. Israel's longtime enemy had again challenged them in battle, and they had come to fight it out in the area of Soko in Judah. The army of the Philistines had taken stand on one hill. The army of Israel had taken stand on another hill, and there was a big valley between them. But the hills were within shouting distance of each other. The two armies had formed their battle positions with this valley laying between them. Now, the Philistines had a weapon that they were unashamed to use, and they used it well. This weapon created great fear in the army of Israel, such that no one was willing to go into battle. This weapon was a giant of a man named Goliath. He was very big, over 9 feet tall, very loud, and very intimidating. 2 times every day, once in the morning and once in the evening for 40 straight days, Goliath defied and challenged the armies of Israel to send out a champion to fight him. But none dared. They were all afraid, as I would have been. One day, David, the youngest son of his family, was sent by his father to bring food to his three oldest brothers who were in the army of Israel. David arrived as Goliath comes out and again shouts his defiant challenge from the hills of the Philistines across the valley to the army of Israel. I defy you, send out a man, if you have one, to fight me. If you win, we will serve you. When you lose, you will serve us. Come on, send out your champion. David watched as Israel's soldiers ran in fear. But David, instead of being fearful, began asking questions. Who is this ungodly man that he would defy the armies of the living God? He asked questions about this situation and began thinking about what was really going on. He was shocked that Goliath had the gall to speak so boldly against the living God and God's army. I think he was also a little dismayed that no one in God's army was willing to take up Goliath's challenge. This was the army of the living God, wasn't it? For several reasons, which we'll look at this morning, David ended up taking up Goliath's challenge and ended up killing the giant using his confidence in God, a sling, and one of five stones he had recently collected from the local stream. Now, most of us are not going to get in a fight to the death with a 9-foot-tall man who walks around with 125 pounds strapped to his chest and a spear with a 2-inch diameter with a 15-pound head on it, who, when he walks, shakes the earth with each step. But we do face giants. Giants that intimidate and scare us, that make us feel weak and little. For some, the giant is an addiction. Gambling, alcohol, tobacco, pornography, hoarding, collecting things, the dessert plate. For others, the giant is a struggling marriage, depression, a diagnosis of a terminal illness, the health of an aging family member, or family members that deny God. The giant may be a bad habit, a class in school, a bully that won't let us alone. The list of giants can go on and on. The reality is we all have to deal with giants. I believe the story of David and Goliath gives us some guidance as to how we can more effectively stand up to, face, and even defeat the giants we face. So what did David do? How did he become this national hero? How did he have the courage to step up when no one else would? First, David recognized the giant for who he was and what he was trying to do. 1 Samuel 17:26. What will be done for the man who kills this Philistine and removes this disgrace from Israel? Who is this uncircumcised, unbelieving Philistine that he should defy the armies of the living God? You see, David recognized that though Goliath was issuing his challenge to the soldiers, which included his brothers, in reality, Goliath was challenging their faith in God. He was challenging God. We might restate the challenge like this. If you are God's people and this is God's army, prove it. I don't think your God can do what you say your God can do. And I don't think your God will do what you say your God will do. Prove it. This had gone on for 40 days when David arrived. 40 days. Two times a day, 40 days when David arrived. It's interesting that in those 40 days, not a single life had been lost. Neither army was willing to attack. I don't know too many battles that go on for 40 days and there's not an attack. Just a bunch of banter. Israel wouldn't attack because they'd lost sight of God and feared Goliath. The army of Israel had taken their focus off of their God and put it on the giant. They no longer saw God as the solution. They were relying on what they could do. So they ran in fear, hoping each time that the Philistines would not attack. But have you ever asked yourself in reading this story, why didn't the Philistines attack? They had the secret weapon. Maybe, just maybe, because they feared that God would do what they had heard he could do. That the living God himself would indeed show up. See, it was simpler for them to continue issuing the challenge for one man to fight their giant. It really reduced the risk because they weren't directly challenging God. They were challenging individual faith. We're no different when we face the giants that yell at us. We tend to focus on the giant, not the God who can defeat the giant. We forget that God tells us, you, dear children, believers, are from God and have overcome them. Because the one who is in you is greater than the one who is in the world. You see, God is stronger than Satan. God is stronger than our giants. We forget that God tells us, therefore, if anyone is in Christ, the new creation has come. The old is gone, the new is here. See, if we fight with Jesus, we are stronger than the giants that fight against us. Jesus, as he approached the time of his crucifixion, reminded his followers, this is a cool thing for all of us to remember. I have told you these things so that I may bring you peace, so that in me you may have peace. In this world, you got to listen to this, in this world you will have trouble. It's a promise he made to us. But take heart, I have overcome the world. This is the same Jesus we follow today. Things haven't changed. He's the same one. You see, it's not about the stones, what we can do. It's not even about the giant, what it will do. It's about the God we serve and what he can do. David recognized the giant for what it was and what it was trying to do. Second, David remembered what God had done in the past. Verses 34 and 36 of 1 Samuel 17. Your servant has been keeping his father's sheep. When a lion or a bear came and carried off a sheep from the flock, I went after it and rescued the sheep from its mouth. When it turned on me, I seized it by the hair, struck it, and killed it. Your servant has killed both the lion and the bear. This uncircumcised, unbelieving Philistine will be like one of them, because he has defied the armies of the living God. David had taken protecting, caring for his father's sheep very seriously. He had been able to protect them from enemies that were much stronger, much bigger, much faster than he was. Because of this, he was sure God would help him defeat this enemy. Not everybody else was as sure as David was. His brothers told him he was irresponsible for having left the sheep with an unknown person. He was overconfident. He was nothing but a little boy with a wicked heart. That's Ed's paraphrase of verse 28. Saul put his armor on David because he felt it was the only way David had a chance to stand against the giant. Honestly, I don't believe anybody but David thought he stood a chance. But David, based on his experience, knew better. He knew it wasn't about what he could do, it was about what God can do. He knew this because of what God had done. At an earlier time in Israel's history, God instructed the nation of Israel, after they had crossed the Jordan River, to set up stones of remembrance so they would remember what God had done, and they would be able to tell their children about it. When your children ask, "What do these stones mean?" tell them that the flow of the Jordan was cut off. Tell them what God had done. You see, remembering what God has done is important. When facing our current giant, do we remember those things God has helped us with in the past? Do we remember that test that we didn't think we could pass? Do we remember being able to share the love of Jesus with a friend that we thought we never would? What about that doctor bill we didn't have the money to pay, and somehow it ended up being paid? What about that encouraging card we received when we thought life was no longer worth living? Do we remember what God had done in the past? When we're fighting giants, it's important to remember what God has done, because it gives us confidence to know he will do it again. You see, God doesn't change. God doesn't change. Third, David realized that God would help. Verse 37 of chapter 17. The Lord, who delivered me from the paw of the lion and the paw of the bear, will deliver me from the hand of the Philistine. Many of us develop confidence in ourselves as we go through difficult circumstances. We got through that. We got through this. We got through the next thing. And over time, we forget it's God who does the difficult things. Like the army of Israel, our focus changes from God to us. David, though obviously confident in his fighting abilities, as he uses the phrase, "I went after, I seized it, and your servant has killed," had not lost his focus. He had not forgot the bottom line in difficult situations was, the Lord who delivered me. While we have to be willing to step out, we have to be willing to step up and confront our giants, we must, like David, remember who it is that brings the victory. David knew it isn't how strong you are or how many swords or spears you have that wins the battle. It is God who saves you. This is God's battle. God always wins his battles. David's confidence was not in the stones in his pouch or in his ability or what he had done. It was in God, because God had done it in the past. Goliath's giant mistake was putting his confidence in his size, in his experience, and in his weapons. He didn't recognize that it's not about the size of the man in the fight. It's about the size of the God in the man in the fight. The Apostle Paul had this same confidence when he said, "For I am persuaded that neither death, nor life, nor angels, nor principalities, nor powers, nor things present, nor things to come, nor height, nor depth, nor any other creature shall be able to separate us from the love of God, which is in Christ Jesus, our Lord." The point here is that nothing can separate God's children from God, not even giants. Mine, and maybe your problem when attempting to stand up against a giant, is thinking it's about me taking a stand. It's about what I can do. I forget that God stood with me in the past, and he's right there with me right now. I put too much confidence in what I can do. If the giants that keep calling us out are going to be defeated, we have to be willing to stand with God in the fight, believing that he will help. As David recognized that he could not defeat Goliath on his own, we must recognize that we cannot defeat our giants on our own. We need God. God has done it in the past. He'll do it in the future. Finally, David, in the midst of the battle, reiterated that God is greater. "You," talking to Goliath, "come against me with sword and spear and javelin, but I come against you in the name of the Lord God Almighty, the God of the armies of Israel, whom you have defied." In confronting his giant, David didn't say, "I come against you with 5 well-selected stones and my mighty slingshot." He didn't say, "Okay, hang on a second there, Goliath. I need you to recognize who your enemy is. I have fought lions and bears and killed them. I can do the same to you." You see, David didn't even mention what he had done in the past. He only mentioned what God can do. David remembered what this fight was all about. Though he was using a slingshot and stones, it wasn't about the stones. It was about God. Goliath was challenging God, and David was willing to stand with God in this battle. David recognized that this is God's battle, and God was going to fight it. Therefore, it was Goliath who didn't stand the chance. Had David listened to his brothers, he wouldn't have been there. Had he put on Saul's armor, he would have had the wrong confidence and would not have been there with God. David instead stood in the strength of God and confronted Goliath. He didn't run out on the hill of Israel and cry out across the valley, "This is what God can do." He walked down into the valley in the strength of God and confronted the giant in the name of the Lord God Almighty. And we know the rest of the story. The question for us is, how are we going to face our giants? Do we want to face them on our own and run? Or do we want to face them with God and have victory? You see, I believe David did four things that day that helped him face this giant and have victory. He recognized the giant for what it was and what it was trying to do. It was trying to destroy his faith. He remembered what God had done in the past, the victories that God had brought. He realized that God had been and would be with him. And he reiterated in the midst of the battle that God is greater. In our lives, we're going to face giants. Few of us are going to physically take on a 9-foot man, but we will face powerful adversaries that come in many different forms from many different places. Some will be physical, some will be mental, some will be emotional, many will be spiritual. Satan is about doing all he can to bring God's people down. When we're called out by a giant, let's remember the approach of David and recognize giants for what they are and what they're trying to do. Remember what God has done in the past. Realize that God has been and will be with us, and be willing to reiterate in the midst of the battle, when it's hardest, that God is greater. Let's pray. God, our Father, I thank you this morning for your word. Thank you for the challenge that David gave me in this story that is so popular. He didn't look at what he could do or his ability. He recognized that you had given him strength, that you had given him power, that you had been with him. He didn't look at the giant's size and what the giant could do. He looked at you. He realized that you were God. He realized what was really going on with the giant. He remembered what you had done in the past. He realized that you would be with him, and he reiterated the fact that you are greater. Father, help us in our lives as we face the many giants we face to remember these things in your name. Amen. In this world, you will face giants. We will all face giants. But greater is he that is in me than he who is in the world. Amen. May we go out in the power of God and face our giants like David, recognizing them for what they are, remembering what God has done, realizing that God has been and will be with us, and being willing to reiterate in the midst of the battle how great our God is. Thank you. You're dismissed.